I think, Gary, you were made to scrap for it today, but in the end, another 3 deserve points.
Yeah, I think so overall, but certainly wasn't as comfortable as I'd like, particularly first half. I mean, it's always difficult because you look at Blackburn and any side that's got like Ben Marshall, you know, Danny Graham, Marvin Emnes, you know, you'll kind of wonder why they're down where they are. So, but you know they're going to have a real attacking threat at some point of the game. So we started off, I think first half was fairly, I think we probably just shaded it in terms of chances, but the game was far too open. I think, you know, by virtue of the fact that both teams almost played 4-4-2, that becomes sometimes a problem, you know, that you find a little bit of space between the midfield and the forward line, a tad bit of space between the defence and the midfield, and when the space on the pitch is down to which team can run the most to fill that space quickly enough to then get chances or then stop chances. And I thought, you know, although we had Grounsey's header got blocked by Jacques, back at Jacques' head, Grounsey said it was going in, Gleese had a good chance. Shea had a reasonable chance. We put some really good balls in the box, notably by Cotts, who I thought was excellent today. But they also did, you know, they put some good balls in the box as well and broke a couple of times off the front where we perhaps weren't as concentrated. And then they broke into good areas where you just feel a little bit edgy on the bench. So half-time, I wasn't overly pleased. I'm sure I'll watch it back again and maybe we'll look a little bit better than my recollection of it. But second half, much better. And I thought we showed much more control, much more maturity and game management about us. I thought there was a really nervy moment early second half where Legsy made a wonderful save off Emnes. And that was probably, not say a turning point, but a big moment. And then after that, we really grew into the game and showed a lot more control. Scored the goal. Gleese had one about 2 minutes earlier. Should have probably done better. Arrives in the same position. And scores a fantastic goal off a great ball by Cotts, which was aided by a wonderful ball inside the fullback by Speck. So really pleased at that moment. And then, of course, it's then down to, you know, you don't want to drop off too far and you want to try and get the balance between keeping the ball and stopping the opposition from putting you under pressure. And I thought we did that for the majority of the game. I thought we looked in pretty much good control second half. We hit the post ourselves. Dukie had a shot there. It's a keeper on that same move. And I thought we looked pretty dominant second half, and we have done as a team. You know, if you think about, there's been lots of games now where we come stronger and stronger into the game and we finish the game well and our fitness levels are superb. And you know, I think, again, it's a testament to the work we've done from day dot of pre-season.
You mentioned David Cotterill in passing there. He answered his critics within a newspaper piece earlier in the week. It seems to actually have gone down quite well with the fans who were behind him today, but he certainly answered any of his critics with his performance today.
Yeah, he did. You know, but one thing with Cotts is ironic because he actually, when you talk of working hard, I think one or two tackles. He's a winger, isn't he? He's gonna, you know, go into one or two tackles, perhaps not as committed as some of the other players, and that's just the nature of being a winger in some ways. And I think that's what occasionally the crowd probably get the hump with if we don't play so well. But I tell you what, he works the hardest out of anyone in the team. He covers the most distance every single week.
And just worth a quick word about Diego Fabbrini's appearance off the bench, in that, once the goal had come, just after he arrived on the pitch, his ability to help you see the game out was huge.
Yeah, well, again, you know, we just felt first half at 4-4-2, different types of space on the pitch, and sometimes you want to kind of put another layer in there somewhere to fill that space where you feel the ball's dropping an awful lot or getting passed into. And I felt Shea perhaps, you know, just struggled a little bit to get onto those type of knockdowns from Dukie or those passes. And we've spoken to him about that. He's a young player, and again, he's learning the game. And it's something I spoke to him about after one or two of the recent games, particularly the QPR one. And just felt Diego might give us a spark. He might give us a little bit of an edge. And as it was, like you say, we scored just after he'd come on. But after that, he gave us some control and he gave us an opportunity to pass the ball into him. And he's got the ability to get out of things. And what he does then is he occupies the opposition and he makes it very difficult for them to push up the pitch and leave space. So really pleased for him. You know, I think it was after the Leeds game. I think I left him out after the Leeds game just because I felt we needed to go down a different formation for that one game. And I think he was really frustrated, you know, and I can understand that. He's a player that he came into this club wanting to be the main player that gets us to where we all want to be, you know. And you know, I think he really showed his frustration around that sort of time. So he's found it difficult to get back into the team. Obviously, we've had a good run, but we know what a talented player he is and we know how much talent he's got in certain games to turn it round. And I have to say, he's trained really, really well. He's been patient and he waited for his opportunity today and really took it.